Hello and welcome again to our Revenue Radio podcast powered by Kasuf & Company, Kasuf Healthcare Solutions, where we enhance the business of medicine. Hey, welcome back to our Kasuf Revenue Radio. Today, we have with us a colleague of mine as the executive director of Kasuf Healthcare Solutions. I also have our director of revenue cycle management, and that is Marty Sandifer. Glad to have you back with us today.
Glad to be back.
All right. You know, we've talked various episodes on AR days and different things, aging and such, so I thought we'd bring in another really hot topic. It keeps everybody awake, clean claims. Clean claims.
Clean claims, the golden measure of revenue cycle.
There you go. It's one of the top lines on our metrics reports, is it not?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. It is the standard.
Right. So Marty has got a lot of experience, 30 years or so, and didn't mean to let everybody know that you started when you were 12 revenue cycle, but Marty's got significant experience in revenue cycle management, billing, collections on the healthcare side. You know, we're part of Revenue Radio. We want to bring this good quality information to our physicians, our physician practice owners. We want to help our, you know, your colleagues on the billing side as well as practice managers. So as we think about Clean Claims Day, why is it so important to think about a clean claim? How does that fit within the revenue cycle? What does it mean? Kind of give us some thoughts as it relates to that, please.
Sure. Well, by definition, a clean claim is any claim that has no errors, has no missing information. If documentation is required when the claim is filed, that documentation is not omitted from that. Mm-hmm. So there is nothing standing in the way from providers being reimbursed timely by payers for the submission of those claims. So nothing standing in the way, no barriers. That's a clean claim.
Okay, so let's make sure we understand this. This is the responsibility of the practice or the biller to have it all right before it goes out.
Absolutely.
As it's going out.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
Most practice management systems, PM systems, mm-hmm. or clearinghouses measure their clean claim rate by what they call a first pass rate.
Okay.
Meaning that when the click is made for the electronic claim, we'll talk about electronic claims, to be filed to the payers, that there is nothing standing in the way, no predetermined error messages, missing policy number, subscriber date of birth missing, mm-hmm. things like that, nothing that will keep that claim from getting to the payer. And if it gets to the payer for adjudication, even though that doesn't mean it's going to be paid, most PM systems and clearinghouses consider that a clean claim.
So adjudication, that's a big word.
Big word.
And where is that in the process?
So when the payer receives the claim and mm-hmm. it goes into their system, that big adjudication word means it's pretty much being judged whether or not you are worthy of payment.
Yep, there you go. So us old timers, and we remember that red HICFA,
yes.
1500.
Yes.
And I know it applies to the UB as well on the hospital side, but now it's the CMS 1500. I'm thinking of all those boxes, everything's got a number. You're telling me that on the electronic side, all of those boxes are completed.
That's correct.
From an electronic file.
That's correct. And instead of box 33, you may have loop 2200 and segment mm-hmm. something.
Okay.
A lot of technical terms.
Right.
Most PM systems have all of that worked into their software, okay. So you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Now, to get through all of the controls, get through all the hoops to get it out the door, virtually or electronically, we've got to be thinking about, like you said, dates of birth, all of the demographics, places of service, all that, that's all provided by that EMR, is that, or the practice management system?
That's correct. And most people associate claims with just billing, but your clean claim actually starts with your first encounter with the patient. It's making sure that eligibility is checked and that they do have coverage and that it is active coverage. It begins with getting the copy of the insurance card and then making sure that that policy number is entered correctly in, that the effective date, that you have the right insurance.
Yeah.
Many elderly patients have gone away from your traditional, what we call red, white, and blue Medicare,
right. mm-hmm.
and have opted for Medicare Advantage plans, yet they may present at the physician's office with just their traditional Medicare card.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you check eligibility on that, it may come back as active, but you have to know how to read that eligibility to see that they are active Medicare, but that they have a Medicare Advantage plan. So capturing that information, subscriber information, all of those demographics, that's the very start of your clean claim.
So, my mind's going all kinds of different scenarios, but we'll just take it. So let's make sure eligibility is not the same as prior authorization.
It is not.
Okay.
No.
Talk to us real quick about the difference of that.
So eligibility is the check that most practice management systems can do this electronically. Sometimes you have to pick up the phone and call the insurance mm-hmm. number on the back of the insurance card, call the carrier itself. And that's to make sure that this insurance is active, that it is effective, and that it is applicable to your practice.
All right. So really, you couldn't even get to a prior authorization without an eligibility
correct.
Check.
That is correct.
All right, good. So then, again, the systems, and the good thing, we're what, on 10 or 11 systems or something like that?
Something like that.
We're pretty agnostic to these practice management systems. We're able to get in and get out and do what we need to do. You're preparing a claim, you've got a particular diagnosis, and the CPT code doesn't match really the body part.
Right.
What do you do in that case?
Well, you don't send that claim out.
Does the system find that? Or
sometimes. Yep. It depends on the practice management mm-hmm. systems. Some are more sophisticated than others, and they will have some pre-checks or pre-scrubbing, as that may be what mm-hmm. they call it, and it can give you a list of those edits. Some systems you have to actually print a report of those claims that are going out for the day and have someone look at those claims. Not only does the diagnosis match, but are the appropriate modifiers on there? And so those things all need to be checked.
So Marty, the report that you're describing, is it telling you how many, say, claims are not ready to go out because there's some error? What kind of describe what you might be looking for on a report? Or for our listeners, those are they're participating with us, what should they be talking to their EMR, their practice management vendors and such about reporting to help them see this so that they're not duplicating efforts or not sending unclean claims, and maybe help us out there on what that report's showing.
Sure. So some practice management systems will have in their claims processing an error report, and they are built-in errors. Sometimes it's just the vendor that has put those error messages in their system. Some practice management systems will allow you to add to that. And so you can get an error listing or a flags of these claims are not clean, and it will take some type of intervention.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can just look at the medical record and see that there was a diagnosis that is valid in there and just put it on the claim as
right.
long as it's in the documentation.
Right.
You
okay.
would never put anything on a claim that is not documented.
Sure. Right.
Other systems have reports that you have to go in and tweak.
Yeah.
And we have one system where we have pretty much marked all of our things that we want to look at for that specialty.
Right.
And so that that report is printed and it's looked at every day, and it prints all of the claims, and we look for the errors.
Okay, good. And others might have what I call the buckets. You can go to another screen, and
sure,
it's got a dashboard of some sort.
That's right.
I guess the point being is be familiar with the practice management system.
Yes, yes.
If you don't know something, just pick up and call your vendor.
Know your practice management system and know your payers and what their requirements are.
Yeah, good. So it's important. We kind of look at it and blow it, but there's lag time, there's timely filing issues and such that all go into preparing that claim so it can go out clean. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are on lag times. Who's responsible for lag times? What's the timely filing portion of this? Maybe someone's new that's starting into this field. What do they need to know about timely filing?
So there are carriers who say if your provider's claim is not adjudicated in our system within 45 days of the dates of service, within 90 days of the dates of service, then we're not going to pay you, period.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing you can do to get past that.
Yeah.
And so timely filing is very important. So you start on everything starts at the beginning, and it is communicating with your providers and telling them, informing them of these things, and also having a relationship with your providers that if they're not closing their notes in the EMR, or you know, for those who still have paper charts, they're not giving you their charge ticket timely, you have to give them that feedback, because that's costing them money. It has a potential of costing them a lot of money. So that's the first part. The second part is knowing that we have to file claims. We file claims every day for all of our clients. I don't wait for a week to file claims.
Yeah.
We file claims every day and get those out the door. If the carriers don't get the claim, they're not going to pay you.
That's right. That's right.
They're not going to do it.
We got to start that revenue process as soon as is possible.
That's right.
And it's getting the claims out the door. Right. Good. So what are some of the metrics that you use to sort of gauge how things are going from a clean claims perspective?
So, again, most practice management systems and clearinghouses gauge if it gets through those front-end edits without a rejection, which I call easy fixes, then that's a good clean claim rate.
Okay.
And you want your clean claim rate to be above 95%.
95%.
Right. I prefer them at 99 to 100. And so if you see that you're getting those rejections and those front-end edits, then you need to look at those and see if there are patterns. What is the problem? It could be as simple as you've hired someone new at the front desk, and they may have been trained in everything but one part.
Right.
And they may not understand something, and they don't know what to ask if they don't know.
Right.
And so it could just be saying, all of a sudden, we're getting all of these rejections, and we have this person new.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a training issue. So that's the easiest fix. Once those claims are adjudicated, then it becomes a little more costly and a little more difficult to correct.
Yeah.
And by costly, I mean the studies have shown it's an average of $25 per claim to rework that claim.
That's hard cost.
If you get 100 claims, in a busy practice, 100 claims is nothing. That could be 3 days worth of patients, patients.
Yep.
So if you get 100 claims that have denied from the payer, there's $2,500 cost out the door.
Yep.
And so it's very important to get those.
Yeah, it's if you think about it, if I've got to rework it and clean it up to get it clean, to get it out, that's time I'm not able to spend calling patients on their statement balances.
That's right.
Follow up, whatever the other parts of the cycle are. I mean, we've seen it. We've taken on new clients and such that had issues, and we We had overtime and things that we had to deal with just because their clean claims weren't where they need to be. It was a correction process.
Right. Yeah. It's been reported that 50 to 65% of denied claims in most practices are never worked.
Wow.
And the reasons are people say they don't have time, or some just don't know how to fix them.
Yeah.
Goodness. And so when you get those, the way to identify them are two ways, and they usually go along with each other, is denial codes or remark codes on your remittances. Mm-hmm. If you get a remittance and it says at the end of it the total check is zero, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because that means I'm going to write you a check for nothing.
That's right.
And I don't want a check
that's
for
right.
nothing.
Yeah, we call those the zero pays, the low pays, or the no pays.
Right.
Yeah.
And to me, those are the most important remittances that I get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love to get large remittances with lots of money on it.
Right.
But that means I got paid. So
right.
those are good.
Right.
But the most important are your zero pays, because that is where the insurance carrier is telling you, I'm not going to pay you, and mm-hmm. here's why.
Yep.
And so those need to be worked. Most practice management systems, again, should have some type of report on your denial code or your remark code. Run those reports by carrier. See what your patterns are. Are you getting a lot of non-covered services for one provider? If so, then we need to take that back to your provider and say, they're not paying this, it's, mm-hmm. it's non-covered. Is there another appropriate code that is covered? Are we missing something here? If there is, then you definitely use
right.
that code. If there's not, then you are giving your provider the information needed to know whether or not that service is absolutely necessary for mm-hmm. his patients. And if it is, then it's a cost of taking care of patients.
Right.
And
right.
most providers are okay with that.
Right. Let's, you know, get it right, get it out the door. If there is a discussion or perception or one of those kinds of things that we got to go back and forth about as to, was this the right care?
Right.
We'll argue that all day long with letters and
correct.
Appeals and such. But when it comes right down to the real basic blocking, tackling, not getting the boxes completed, but having them done right, that's where a real quality RCM team can help a practice.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Yep. Yeah. Anything else that's, from a words to the wise kind of deal and as it relates to clean claims and revenue cycle?
I think that just letting all staff know that everyone plays a part. Everyone plays mm-hmm. a part, from the person who answers the phone, who takes the first bit of insurance information, to the person at check-in getting that information entered into the practice management system accurately, to the providers documenting appropriately, documenting everything that they did, getting the notes closed timely,
yep.
getting that to your billing office, the reviews, the front-end checks, getting those claims out daily, and also those who receive the remittances mm-hmm. and post payments and your follow-up. Every single person is vital.
Yeah.
And has vital information and input to have your clean claim ratio stay up and you get paid timely for your services.
Right. That's real important. We can always look at those technical things, but that just the marriage of your team
yes.
and how they work together and just how fluid it is and understanding each other's processes and functions are so important. Well, Marty, thank you so much for being with us today. We hope everyone out there picked up a nugget or two out of our discussion. If nothing else, a good, solid reminder of how the clean claims function and component of the full RCM process
That's right.
can enhance and maximize their business. So this is Jeff Dance. Thank you again for being a part of our KASUF Revenue Radio program and podcast. We hope you'll be back with us next time, where we look to enhance your business, your medical business and maximize your revenue. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the KASUF Podcast Network. Resources for today's episode are linked in the episode notes. Thank you to our producer, Russ Dorsey, and for KASUF for powering this podcast. Be sure to stay up to date on new episodes and more information about today's episode by following @KASUFCO. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.